This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The number of Americans applying for unemployment last week fell to the lowest level in 7 months. The Labor Department number is just out this morning. Companies have been mostly trying to keep workers, though there were some layoffs in the tech sector early this year. A report just out from the World Bank says online gig work is growing globally, particularly in the developing world, where it's become an important source of employment for women and young people in poorer countries. The work includes data entry, website design, and software development. Move it! That's what a federal judge is telling Texas.
Texas must move a large floating barrier that Governor Greg Abbott placed on the river between the U.S. and Mexico this summer, part of the Republicans' escalating attempts to stop migrants from crossing America's southern border. A federal judge stopped short of ordering Texas to dismantle the large buoys on the Rio Grande, but called them a threat to safety and the relationship between the two countries. The judge's preliminary injunction instructs Texas, for now, to move the barrier out of the water and onto the riverbank by September 15th. I'm Lisa DeWire.
Rescuers are working to save an American who's trapped thousands of feet inside a cave in Turkey. Mark Dickey was on an international expedition when he got so sick he couldn't leave the cave, they say. They say he himself is a highly trained caver. He's been spotted several times, but that convicted killer is still on the loose in Pennsylvania after escaping from a suburban Philadelphia jail. Pennsylvania State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens.
We continue to use hundreds of state, local, and federal law enforcement officers, canines, aviation assets, and various types of technology in an effort to keep the community safe and to bring this to as swift of a conclusion as possible.
This is AP News. Now, the cleanup after the Burning Man Festival in the Nevada desert.
The annual Burning Man gathering in the Black Rock Desert in northwestern Nevada attracts tens of thousands of artists, musicians, and activists to the sprawling stretch of public land for a week-long mix of camping and avant-garde performances. One of the principles of Burning Man is to leave no trace, but attendee Jeffrey Longoria says that's changing.
People have done worse and worse about leaving no trace. Before, I'd say 5 years ago, I used to see absolutely nothing. And nowadays, yeah, it's pretty bad.
Organizers said Wednesday that people who had to leave the event early because of the summer storm that left others stranded in ankle-deep mud will return to the site through Saturday to tear down their camps and remove their possessions. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.